Good day, friends. This is Steve Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Today, my subject is ripping off the Band-Aid, confronting famine. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, "Peace, peace, where there is no peace." Jeremiah 6:14. If your doctor found you had a serious, threatening health condition, would you want him to tell you? It takes courage to face square-on challenging news. Many would rather not know, even refuse to know. God wants you to face issues and overcome. Today we're ripping off a Band-Aid of denial which is covering deeper infected wounds. We're taking off the blindfold which makes us comfortable by preventing us from seeing the signs of the times. I am re-presenting grave concerns regarding famine coming to the world and to our neighborhoods. I'm asking you to endure the ripping pain and be bold and courageous and watch this link, which shares alarming information regarding our food infrastructure, primarily from farmers' perspectives. It would take courage to watch it. It will take resolve to follow the counsel to prepare seeds and gardens this winter for the coming growing season. In a temporal way, this is life and death stuff. After you watch it, I want you to remember that God has called you not to be a coward or survivor, but to be a triumphant deliverer for your family and neighbors. This is your Esther moment. This is the reason you were born. Not to live a comfortable life, but to minister supernatural, regenerative life to others. We are preparing for something far more monumental than famine or war or pestilence. We are preparing for something colossally, infinitely grand. The birth pains are bringing forth the grandest baby imaginable, the kingdom of God, revealed in our coming champion and bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Now my challenge, watch this video and resolve to do something. We are. I hope every wakeful saint will do the same. Click the link. It's worse than they're telling you. Hundreds of millions will starve. This is Stephen C. Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises.